What is, actually, Allah takes the whole planet Earth and rotates it around the sun and then spins it on its axis in such a way that the whole universe falls into that month. Right? Actually, that's the way months occur, right? The earth is rotating around the sun in a particular way when everything lines up properly according to astronomy, right? According to the science of astronomy, that's when the earth enters the month of Dhul-Hijj. And that's through the power of Allah. Think that there is a being out there that powerful that can shake the whole universe in that way, that the whole universe then falls into that kind of circumstance. These are just excuses. This whole rotation of the earth, these are excuses for Allah's mercy. He rotates the earth through Ramadan, excuse to forgive people. He rotates the earth through Hajj, excuse to forgive people. These are its excuses, and that's why the earth rotates. The earth is constantly spinning around itself. That produces Fajr, Dhuhr, Maghrib, Isha, right? All the prayers, Asr, etc. And then that just is another excuse to be forgiven. So actually, Allah's power is again designed to create excuses to forgive us. That was what we started with anyway. So that's number two. That it should awe you. Because that's what actually ibadah is about. Either ibadah, when you stand up on the prayer rug, right? It's not about, did I memorize these 50 things to say? It's about being awed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That there's this being out there that's so powerful that He can take us on the Day of Judgment and decide to put us in hellfire, and that our screaming would make no difference to Him whatsoever. We could scream. Any other human being, if they saw us scream that way, they would think twice before putting us in that hellfire. But Allah is so mustaghni, He's so free of everything and so above everything that He can simply take all of creation and put them in the hellfire. It would make no difference to Him. And then you think that the same being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can take all of creation and put them into Jannah and spend upon them, and it would not decrease His wealth even in the slightest way. Imagine how wealthy He must be, subhanAllah. Anyway, that's what these types of ibadat are about. That's what these months are about. To recognize that Allah's power is such. So that's the first thing, is to recognize Allah's power and the fact that He rotates the universe in this way. Second thing is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that in these 10 days, which are the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijj, really you should say the first 9 before the Eid, that these days are very special days. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advised people to do certain things during these days to take advantage of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, another principle within our Sharia, and I mentioned this principle before, is that before the sun rises, light spreads across the horizon. Right? For example, if you wake up before the time of Fajr, you'll see that even, as before the sun of the morning rises, light begins to spread across the horizon. And then eventually, the sun rises. Same thing with the deen. The coming of the Prophet ﷺ did not just start with all of a sudden, bam, wahi coming upon the Prophet ﷺ. First it started with him seeing true dreams, then rocks began to make salam to him, etc. There's a whole history behind that. 6 months occurred of the light across the horizon before the sun actually rose. So in the same way, while the power of this month actually lies in the 9th of Dhul-Hijj, right, which is the big day, Yawm al-Arafah, actually the barakah begins to descend upon the community much before that. It begins at the very first day of the month. Now, what happens when the very first day of the month begins is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a special reward in prayer and puts a special reward in fasting. In the book of Imam Tirmidhi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that every single fast from the first all the way until the 9th produces one single year of reward. So you fast the first, inshallah, you get 1 year of reward. You fast the second, inshallah, you get a year of reward. So this is in the book of Imam Tirmidhi. Now, that then continues until it reaches its peak, which is fasting the 9th of Dhul-Hijj. And this is something that no one should miss. Okay, so you start fasting on the 1st if you can, do the 2nd if you can, do the 3rd if you can, but the goal is the 9th. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith in the book of Imam Muslim that the individual who fasts the 9th of Dhul-Hijj, that produces 1 year of expiation for their sins. Alright? And so that's a huge, huge benefit. That one whole year of sin can be wiped away by simply withstanding from food for 8 hours.